Tell me about your time at Buckingham Palace.
Yeah, so I worked there, worked for the royal family.
Did you tell them that you were a white supremacist?
I'm not a white supremacist.
So tell me what you are then. We spot him.
Okay, you ready?
Moving slowly through a London suburb and carrying secrets that are about to unravel. For now, he calls himself John, but not for much longer. Matthew Gravel.
Oh,
for months, he was the secretive spin doctor for a fascist fight club, Active Club England.
John, nice to meet you guys.
Which we infiltrated.
I am being racist today. Any photos we take, I will keep faces out of it and I will blur them myself.
His mission, to spread the message but hide the man behind it.
And ultimately, if anyone's going to get in trouble for it, it'll be me.
But since then, he's aimed much higher and now stands at the centre of a transatlantic network, meeting white supremacist leaders in the US to bring their tactics across the ocean.
Your trip to America, what were you doing with the likes of Thomas Rousseau and Rob Rondeau?
Having conversations.
About what?
Various topics, my friend.
And there's another twist. Because his route to America and back ran through an unlikely address. Tell me about your time at Buckingham Palace.
Yeah, so I worked there, worked for the royal family.
Did you tell them that you were a white supremacist?
I'm not a white supremacist.
So tell me what you are then.
I am an ethnocentrist. I believe in supporting and advocating the interests of my people, which is a people currently being driven to the verge of extinction.
Right.
And I have no interest in killing, hurting, violence, terrorism, anything like that.
Whichever label he chooses for himself, he was the neo-Nazi in the palace, with a secret role in another realm. This image was uploaded in September, and it shows his place in a new coalition. Right at the front, behind the blur, there he is, Matthew Gravel. When organisers posted this image of the men in matching outfits, they obscured the British visitors to protect their identities. But ITV News has now confirmed his. He'd travelled here to Texas to join the elite of global white supremacy. To the left, that's Robert Rondeau, worldwide founder of the Active Club Network.
The beauty of the Active Club and what I call is the white nationalism 3.0 style, because it's very appealing. You know, you show the training. This is something that every man inherently craves.
Charged and eventually convicted in the US after years on the run in Europe. And to the right, Thomas Rousseau.
We need men who will grow.
Leader of Patriot Front, one of America's most organized and hardline neo-fascist groups. Gravel's trip wasn't for sightseeing. He was here to learn and to bring their ideas to the UK.
It was really a who's who of the white supremacist moment today.
Experts in American far-right extremism say Gravel's presence at the conference shows how important he is.
This was all the prominent figures from groups that are highly active right now in white supremacy and who believe in the ethnic cleansing of countries. That's what's coming back to the UK with this connection. Those ideas, those connections to violence, those threats to non-white communities.
Tell me, what was it that took you over there?
I went to a conference and I saw lots of nice people.
Why did you conceal your face?
Because people, because people like you love to try and ruin people.
Is that right?
Yes, you do. Yes, I'm afraid that's what your function is.
We knew that Gravel was a leading figure in Active Club England, a far-right network posing as a fitness club, where we filmed other members speaking openly.
I don't think black people did their black. I don't like their culture. I don't like the way they behave. I don't like the way they act. It's not their skin colour. It's them.
In public parks and village halls, Nazi salutes showed their real intentions. Lessons in discipline and strength doubled as rehearsals for real-world violence.
I've got about a grand's worth of throwing knives and axes underway, and I've got a bunch of bows and archery bows.
But fitness wasn't his interest. Filming others was. To turn these moments into propaganda.
Like Uncle Addy.
Sorry?
Like adult.
Inspired by Adolf Hitler, he shared his adoration over lunch.
I do all the photos, the artwork, the designs, the logos, the Apple Club symbols. I talk with all my friends abroad.
A hint there of what lay ahead. Gravel channeled those international connections into another group, Vanguard Britannica, which, like Active Club, is not proscribed. It was for Vanguard that he travelled to Texas a few weeks ago.
Tell me what the point of this group is and what your intentions are.
Well, I was on the verge of leaving it, but anyway, I guess it won't be now.
Behind its talk of peaceful protests lies a darker impulse.
Our blood,
our nation,
star remigration.
To create racial purity.
You believe in remigration?
I believe in having an ethnically homogenous society. I think most civilizations and societies have wanted that for a very long period of time.
Let me know where I should remigrate to then.
That's a very good question. I don't know what your background is. I don't know who you are.
Are you a neo-Nazi?
I wouldn't use that label. I'd say I'm a nationalist.
Right, okay. I mean, a lot of people would use that label.
A lot of people don't like me because I'm white, and that is pretty evident.
Right.
So, yes.
Where is the evidence of that?
You want evidence that people don't like white
what
people?
Tell me what the evidence is that people don't like you because you're white. Isn't this just something that exists in your head?
No, I don't think so, sir. I don't think so at all.
And he held these views, promoting his far-right ideas while walking the grand corridors of Buckingham Palace. Until last year, he was employed there as a warden, close to the heart of the British establishment.
Tell me about what you were doing at Buckingham Palace.
I worked there in a very minor role.
Doing what?
Tours, talking about the history of the place. I think it's an interesting...
Do you think you were the right person to do that job?
Yes,
right?
I think I enjoy talking about history. Like, I'm sure the royal family will be very displeased with my views.
And then Gravel disappears, to try to resume a life in the shadows, without the anonymity he enjoyed until today. His story reveals not just one man's radicalization, but a movement, growing, once fueled by rage, now driven by design. A royal historian, digital strategists, international allies, alongside street agitators. Not just angry, but intentional and ambitious. And they see this moment of social division as their moment.
And our global security editor, Rohit Khatru, joins me to discuss this further. Rohit, this is deeply concerning.
Yeah, concerning for several reasons. I mean, I guess we know that people hold views like this. That has always been the case. What's different here is the level of organisation that we're seeing across borders, across an ocean, with people at the very top of the sort of white supremacy movement in the US working with people who we now know to be their allies right here in the UK. And of course, one particular aspect of Matthew Gravel's story is the fact that he did, we believe, until some point last year, work inside Buckingham Palace. We've had a response from the palace who thanked us for raising this issue with them. They said the royal household takes all such matters extremely seriously. However, they added, as a matter of policy, we're not able to comment on individual security issues, not least since to do so would compromise operational procedures. And further, they said that we should speak to the Royal Collection Trust, which is the charity that works inside the palace and was Gravel's direct employer. And so we, of course, spoke to them, and they said, similarly, we would not comment on security matters or individuals. However, we've heard from the government today as well, who have raised concern about the proximity of Gravel to, the heart of the British establishment. And we had this comment from the Health Secretary, Wes Streeting, earlier.
Someone with those sorts of dangerously extremist views should not be anywhere near the royal family or in any other parts of our public service. I think this is serious. Obviously, it will be looked at. The circumstances will be investigated and appropriate action taken. But this case does concern me.
And perhaps that concern also underlined from, you know, what we're seeing, what we've observed in the narrative that this group has put out, in part through the propaganda work of Gravel individually, is an attempt to exploit the current political discourse and social divisions as well to try to underline and to try to promote essentially what is known as the Great Replacement Theory, this age-old theory, that conspiracy theory, that white people in Europe are essentially being wiped out deliberately by global elites. That is, of course, just conspiracy. But part of the role of the propagandists like Gravel is to try to exploit images of migration and concerns, perhaps legitimate concerns about migration, in order to forward the movements of their group.